Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Leatherback sea turtles have been endangered for decades, and their numbers continue to decline. John Rowe, assistant professor of biology at the University of North Carolina, Pembroke, explains efforts to minimize encounters between leatherbacks and commercial fishing nets.
The leatherback sea turtle is among the largest species of living reptiles. Unfortunately, the Pacific population has declined by more than 90% since the 1980s. Conservation efforts for this endangered species have concentrated on protecting nesting beaches, but threats also occur at sea from accidental hooking or entanglement in fishing gear called bycatch. Fisheries targeting swordfish and tuna set more than 700 million hooks in the Pacific Ocean each year, which can add up to unsustainable mortality from injury or drowning for turtle populations already so close to extinction. Bycatch is undesirable for fishermen and conservationists alike, but information that could help avoid such interactions has long remained elusive. New data from 135 leatherbacks tracked via satellite has revealed a rare broad-scale perspective on times and locations where turtles aggregate to forage and pathways traveled during migration. When merged with data on fishing activities, times and areas of heightened bycatch risk have now been identified, reducing our largest ocean into a more manageable set of target hotspots. Specific regions highlighted in our analysis included seas of the Indo-Pacific Islands, near nesting beaches of Papua New Guinea, largely confined to political boundaries of nations that could facilitate bycatch management. Other probable hotspots occur far offshore, including in the South Pacific Gyre, a large rotating current southwest of the Galapagos. Such offshore regions may prove especially problematic, as they lie outside of national jurisdiction, where regulations are few and enforcement is nil. Strategies to avoid bycatch must be creative and tailored to the opportunities and challenges of each situation, but could include the establishment of marine protected areas or seasonal restrictions on fishing activities and methods. However, we now have a much clearer picture of where to focus such conservation efforts.
That was John Rowe of the University of North Carolina, Pembroke.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.